This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine told impeachment investigators targeting U.S. President Donald Trump it was his clear understanding that Kiev would not get military assistance Trump was withholding earlier this year unless it launched investigations that would help Trump politically. Bill Taylor, the top American envoy in Ukraine, said in a transcript released Wednesday that Gordon Sondland, the U.S. ambassador to the European Union, had repeatedly told him that Trump did not view the reciprocal deal as a quid pro quo. Next week, and the probe public testimony begins, AP's Sagar Magani has more.
After weeks of closed depositions, public hearings will start next week, with House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff saying the American people will get to gauge for themselves the credibility of the witnesses and testimony.
But also to learn firsthand about the facts of the president's misconduct.
Schiff says the most important facts are largely not contested. GOP Congressman Jim Jordan agrees, kind of.
The facts have never changed. They will never change.
Insisting there was no quid pro quo with Ukraine over military aid. Three State Department officials who testified in private will appear publicly next week. William Taylor and Marie Ivanovich, who both served as the top American diplomat in Ukraine, and career department official George Kent. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has arrived in Germany for a visit marking three decades since the fall of the Berlin Wall. He's expected to underscore what U.S. officials say is the need for continuing a strengthened transatlantic partnership. President Trump has approved an expanded U.S. military mission to secure oil fields in eastern Syria. Under the new plan, troops will protect a large swath of land controlled by Syrian Kurdish fighters. It stretches nearly 150 kilometers. From Washington, this is VOA News. An attacker has stabbed four visitors at a popular Jordanian tourist site. AP correspondent Charles Deledesma has more.
Jordanian officials say the attacker knifed a number of tourists and their tour guide at the ancient city of Jerash, a popular archaeological site in northern Jordan. The country's public security directorate says the attacker also stabbed a policeman who tried to stop him. The wounded were taken to hospital and the attacker arrested. A national newspaper reports the tourists were Mexican and suffered serious wounds. I'm Charles Deledesma.
The UN Children's Fund reports more than 855,000 children in Cameroon's northwest and southwest Anglophone regions are out of school, putting their future and the stability of the country at risk. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
What began as a political crisis between Cameroon's Anglophone and Francophone communities 3 years ago has deteriorated into a full-blown humanitarian emergency. And children are the major losers in this political linguistic conflict. Separatists in northwest and southwest Cameroon have put a ban on education in the region to protest government discrimination against English speakers. In the past 3 years, the UN Children's Fund reports at least 70 schools have been destroyed and pupils and teachers have been kidnapped. UNICEF spokeswoman Marixi Mercado says the separatists' ongoing no-school policy is having a devastating impact on the children and their communities.
That's Lisa Schlein reporting from Geneva. A federal judge rejected a health care rule affecting abortions and conscience protections. AP correspondent Walter Ratliff has more.
A federal judge has struck down a new rule letting health care clinicians refuse to participate in abortions and other services on moral or religious grounds. The decision came after 19 states, as well as local governments and other organizations, filed suits over the rule. The rule emerged after President Donald Trump signed an executive order in 2017 on the interpretation of religious liberty protections in federal law. Plaintiffs had argued that the rule would be discriminatory and stall access to health care. The judge wrote that existing laws already defined the duties of employers with respect to religious objections. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Two Iraqi protesters were reportedly killed overnight in renewed street clashes in the Shiite holy city of Karbala. In Baghdad, Iraqi security forces today fired live bullets into the air to disperse demonstrators gathered on a bridge in central Baghdad. Votes are still being counted from Tuesday's U.S. elections, notably in the state of Kentucky, where the Democratic challenger, Andy Beshear, has declared victory in the race for governor over the Republican incumbent, Matt Bevin, who had the support of President Trump. Marissa Melton, VOA News.